Well, he's in another state. They've been beaten last night. You would have every excuse not to come on the program, but we do appreciate AJ Ogilvie of the Illawarra Hawks taking our call. Morning, AJ.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, well, you're bouncing around because I didn't think we might get that given the fact that, gee, they pummeled you last night, the 36ers.
Yeah, it wasn't a great night out for us, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was watching the game, fair few turnovers, and then Jerome Randall, he's just so quick. What's been Rob Beveridge's talk after the game, Andrew?
We just didn't do a good job of sticking to our game plan. They got out and ran the ball, and we weren't able to slow them down. Once they got their head up, they're a hard team to stop.
What does it do for your confidence heading into this week?
Yeah, not a whole lot. You know, I think it's one of those games that, you know, we didn't play that well and they played great. Combination of those two is never going to bode well. So I think that we just had to put it behind us, and we've got a really quick turnaround before our game Saturday back in Wollongong. So got to just turn it around and try and make the most of the next game.
Yeah. You've been at the Kings previously. You were at the Hawks for the year, then overseas. You've done a lot of playing overseas as well. But now you've committed to Illawarra for the next three seasons, including this one. What encouraged you to do that, AJ?
I think it was just, part of it obviously was the success we had last year and Rob Beveridge signing on to the Hawks long term as well.
Right.
But I'd kind of had enough playing overseas, you know, been away from family and friends, and I'd had a few injuries and stuff overseas, and my body wasn't really holding up to the training load you have to do over there. Just all kind of came together and pieced in well for me to commit to the Hawks long term.
What's it like being a basketball journeyman, travelling around the world, playing for all different clubs all around the world? How much pressure is there on you to perform, knowing that, you know, your next contract's going to be, you know, could be anywhere?
It's interesting, you know, going game to game is not something you sort of think about, but some of the teams I've played on, especially the teams that weren't doing so well down towards the end of the season, you could tell the guys are thinking about it. Guys are trying to get their own numbers, not so worried about the team's performance, especially over in Europe where, you know, it does come down to, you know, your numbers and how you went individually can depend whether you have a job next year or how good that job is. So it can kind of be frustrating in that sense. I've always worried about trying to get wins for the team because, you know, I think that reflects better on you than what your numbers have.
Short turnaround, as you mentioned. I'd imagine you do that more in other competitions. You know, it's usually pretty spaced out, the NBL. It helps you appreciate what they do in the NBA when they have the 82-game regular season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the facilities and support staff they have over there are a little different to ours. But,
right,
you know,
yes.
We've done this a few times this year, and I think the way the NBL is going, that they're sort of compressing the season a little bit. It was shorter last year, and it's shorter again this year, so you've got to try and squeeze the games in somewhere, and this week it just has to be a really short turnaround for us.
It gets nice and easy for you after Adelaide. You play Melbourne tomorrow at Wynn Stadium, 5:30 p.m. tip-off. They're currently second on the ladder. What are you expecting from Melbourne?
Very similar game. You know, they sort of did to Adelaide what Adelaide did to us in the last game. So, I think we're expecting a very similar game, high tempo, lots of points on the board, Melbourne are the informed team at the moment, so it's going to be tough for us to turn it around, but we really need to start winning games at home. So this is a good one to start with, I think.
Yeah, plenty of games at home too coming up, which is a positive for you guys as well. AJ, really appreciate your time this morning. That's been good of you. Good luck tomorrow in that game against Melbourne.
Yeah, thanks very much.